The college students who participate in Dance Marathon do a lot of dancing, but that is just the beginning. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. Dance Marathon is an event designed to raise money for kids with cancer. 2 weekends ago, dancers in Ames at Iowa State University raised more than $380,000. Last weekend, dancers in Iowa City at the University of Iowa raised more than $1,529,000. This hour, we'll explore the phenomenon that is Dance Marathon. I'll talk with families who've been touched by the organization and those involved in making it happen. Join our conversation after the news. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Charity Nebbe. Dance Marathon is an event designed to raise money for kids with cancer. Dance marathons are held on college campuses across the country and across the state of Iowa. The one at the University of Iowa, now in its 19th year, is the largest dance marathon west of the Mississippi. This year, students at the University of Iowa raised more than $1,529,000. The dance marathon at Iowa State University has been growing too. 2 weekends ago, dancers in Ames at Iowa State raised more than $380,000. Students raise money through pledges, and then during Dance Marathon, they dance in Iowa City for 24 hours. They can't sit down during that time. They can't drink anything caffeinated. But there's also a lot of other stuff going on during that 24 hours. Families of kids who have cancer or who have recovered from cancer come. They get to play in a family room with a bounce house. They get to eat popcorn and have cotton candy. They get to play video games and basically have a lot of fun. These families also tell their stories. Corey Allerbeck told his story on stage at the University of Iowa Dance Marathon. The day after his son Derek's third birthday, they discovered that Derek had a mental blastoma, a rare brain tumor. He passed away a few weeks after last year's dance marathon.
Throughout all this treatment, we made it to 5 dance marathons. Each Christmas, Derek would start asking how soon it would be for dance marathon to come around. Derek had a blast each and every year at dance marathon. He would spend most of his time upstairs playing. Some of his favorite things were in the bounce house, the Best Buy game room, autograph signings from the football team, collecting glow sticks, and dancing with the cute college girls. Last year, a good story from some of my friends is they had a bunch of Mylar balloons blown up, and he picked out a SpongeBob one, and that's what he actually had. The football team sign was the back of the SpongeBob balloon. And my friends said that they knew that's where we were all the time in the ballroom because we tied the balloon around his wrist, and they would just look for the bouncy SpongeBob. Once he made it to the dance floor up here, he always seemed to have a small harem of college girls dancing with him. I think he kind of ate that up too. One of my favorite stories about Derek, I don't know how many of you have met him, either through here, at camp, or wherever, but a camp counselor came up to me earlier this year, and her first memory of Derek was him walking into a room where there was a bunch of college girls, and him saying, "Well, hello, ladies."
That was Corey Allerbeck telling his story at Dance Marathon in Iowa City last weekend. And with me now are Robin Phillips and her son Carter of Iowa City. They're another family with a cancer story to tell, and they've been involved with Dance Marathon for, is it 6 years now, Robin?
9 years.
This
is our ninth year.
Okay, wow. Carter, you're older than I thought. When Carter was nearly 2 years old, he was diagnosed with cancer. Tell me what happened.
One evening I came home and my husband had been playing with Carter and found a lump on the back of his head. And my husband's a pediatrician, so he had an idea of what to look for. And he thought, that's an odd place for a lump. And he sort of felt around and realized that he had several inflamed lymph nodes. So he promptly said to me when I walked in the door, "We need to go to the doctor tomorrow. Something's going on." And we went and had blood work done. And when the blood work came back the next day, they said, "You need to go immediately to the specialty clinic at the hospital and see the doctors there." And we did that, and they did a bone marrow biopsy on him. And the results came back immediately, and they said, "You need to be in the hospital. He has leukemia. He had acute lymphoblastic leukemia, which is ALL, and we need to check you in right away. We're going to put a port in, which is, allows them to draw blood out and put chemotherapy in without having to constantly access his veins. And so that was the first step to his treatment, was getting that put in that evening. And then we were in the hospital for some intense chemotherapy for a week. This was right around Christmas time for us. So we got to go home Christmas Eve. We were very ecstatic to be able to go home, and had to return right after Christmas to get some more chemo. And that was the start of the road. It was 3+ years of chemotherapy, some intense chemotherapy. It included at least 13 spinal taps where they would draw spinal fluid out of his spine and then to check it, and then they would put chemo into that to replace the what they had taken out and make sure that nothing was going on. Leukemia is a cancer of the blood, and they wanted to make sure it hadn't transferred over to the brain and the spinal fluid. So 3+ years later, he finished his treatment. The first part is intense, and then after that, it's the same rotation of drugs and whatnot and same procedure that just repeats month after month.
So you were already a busy mom with an almost 2-year-old when Carter was diagnosed with cancer, but at the same time, you were also pregnant with your second child.
I was pregnant with my second child and feeling a little tired being pregnant and having an 18-month-old to chase after. It was a challenge.
Did you spend a lot of time in the hospital during those first few months when Carter was getting treated?
We were very fortunate. A lot of families do spend a lot of time in the hospital. We spent that very first week of chemotherapy in the hospital, and then most everything was outpatient after that. We had to go back in the hospital in May for a scheduled chemotherapy visit, and then he was not actually admitted to the hospital again for over a year. But any time he had a fever of 100, we were in the hospital for a minimum of 3 days to get antibiotics and make sure nothing was going on. And that, for Carter, happened on three different occasions. And so that was hard, because most children that age obviously get fevers. And so to know that anything that caused a fever could be a problem for him and could put him in the hospital was challenging for us.
Right. How did you avoid germs during all those years?
Well, I was blessed to be able to be at home with him. And so for a lot of the time, we just spent time at home rather than going out. He didn't have to be at daycare. He didn't have to be at school. And we also had a wonderful collection of friends who understood what it meant to be compromised with and not be able to be around germs and that kind of thing. And so they wouldn't invite us over unless they knew the whole family had been healthy for a good amount of time and they had cleaned everything. And they said, it's safe, you can come.
And what was it like taking Kelsey, your daughter, who was born that spring, to the hospital with you when Carter had to stay?
Yes, the scheduled chemotherapy that Carter had in May, it just happened that my husband had to be out of town at that point. So Kelsey had to come with me, and I personally did not want to leave him in the hospital alone. I wanted to be with him, especially at such a young age. He was not quite 2 yet. And so the three of us brought a pack and play and piled into the hospital room and spent the night.
Tell me when you first learned of Dance Marathon.
I actually had heard of Dance Marathon prior to Carter's diagnosis. I recall getting an invitation to a dance marathon brunch through my husband and thinking, well, that's odd. It's a dance marathon, but it's a brunch. What's up with that? And then I learned, obviously, when Carter was diagnosed, that very first day in came a nurse with a comfort kit, and it had the Dance Marathon logo on it, and she explained what Dance Marathon was. And that was the beginning of a long introduction to Dance Marathon and all of the things that it entails.
And we'll talk more about all of those things as this hour goes on. Carter, how old are you now?
9
years old. Do you remember getting cancer treatments?
Not really.
But do you remember Dance Marathon when you were sick? So those memories are actually more vivid for you than the cancer treatments.
Yeah.
What was it about Dance Marathon that you liked when you first got to go?
Like being able to spend time like with the dancers dancing, especially on stage, because there's so much energy, and especially when you're feeling tired, you get a lot of energy. And also like there's a lot of candy there because they have a, like, snack station where you can, like, get candy or popcorn or cotton candy.
Way like, more candy than your mom would let you have at home.
Yeah.
What other things do you like doing with Dance Marathon beyond the big event, which is this 24-hour dance? There are other things that you do through the year, right?
Well, the Dance Marathon has a lot of, like, family events that, like, we get to go different places and do stuff with the dancers at, like, fun places around Iowa. And one of my favorites is Adventureland. And I really like the bumper cars there. I like that, doing that with the dancers.
You've made a lot of friends with the dancers, too, over the years, haven't
you? Yeah.
Can you tell me about one of them that you've been really close to?
Well, Manish, she's been, like, doing it, like, since I remember going to Dance Marathon, and he comes back every year and is there for part of the time.
Well, that's really cool. So you've known him since you can remember.
Yeah.
Robin, what does it mean for you to have your kids, and not just Carter, but your other kids? You have two daughters. They get to participate in Dance Marathon, too. They get to play the video games. They get to bounce in the bounce house. They get to eat all that junk food. But they also get to develop these relationships with these college students.
They do. That's the wonderful thing about Dance Marathon is that it's not just about the patient. It's about the entire family and making sure that if the patient is in the hospital that and the siblings come to visit, that the siblings get a little bit of attention, too. And so the girls they just have such a good time. And one of the things I think about Dance Marathon that I love is the inspiration that the dancers give us, but also the role models that they are and what they show the girls about what you can do for other people.
You guys have a big anniversary coming up. Is it? It's this week, this coming week, right?
2 days.
and Carter has been cancer-free now for 5 years?
That's correct. On February 10th on Sunday, we will celebrate five years out.
Wow. That's awesome. Carter, why do you think you want to keep doing Dance Marathon? You've been cancer-free for a long time. Why is it still important?
Because it's like you get to go and do all the events, and then the big event is really, really fun because all the stuff that you get to do, like dance in the dancing room and go to the family room and do the bouncy house or like play games and stuff. And then the Best Buy room where you can like play video games. And I like the Best Buy room a lot.
Do you think you'll do Dance Marathon when you go to college?
Probably.
Robin and Carter Phillips, thank you very much for being here today. We're talking about Dance Marathon this hour, and we'll explore this phenomenon more as the hour goes on. I'll talk with organizers of Dance Marathon, both in Iowa City and in Ames, and we'll also hear from another family that's been touched by Dance Marathon. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. This hour, we are exploring the phenomenon that is Dance Marathon. This organization becomes extremely important to the families that get involved as Dance Marathon raises money for kids with cancer and also arranges fun events for these kids and their families throughout the year. It's also a very meaningful experience for the college students who dance and arrange these events. Our producer, Emily Woodbury, talked with some of the college students at the University of Iowa's Dance Marathon last weekend.
All right. Can you guys tell me your names and where you're from?
Hi, Ryan Bartz, Rockford, Illinois.
Brian Wentworth, Homer Glen, Illinois.
Ben Roth, West Des Moines, Iowa.
And why are you guys here today?
I'm dancing with my best friends today to help raise the awareness for these kids and help them out. Touched my life when my 14-year-old buddy died when we were 14.
Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, so that was 7 years ago now when we were 14. My buddy died of Ewing sarcoma. He was a neighbor that lived across the street. So this has always been a big thing to me, and I finally got to participate in this event, and I'm loving every minute of it.
So how long have you guys been here? Can you briefly tell me what your day's been like for the past few hours?
Sure. We got here at 7 p.m. on Friday night. It's currently about, 4:30? 4 o'clock on Saturday. It's been a long day, but It's worth it. It's definitely a rewarding experience.
Yeah, I've been here a long time. I got here at 6 on Friday, and I've been standing up ever since, but I'm loving every minute of it because it's for a good cause.
I've been here since about 12:31 on Friday, and it's been long, but it's been a lot of fun, and we're getting close to the end here, so we're just hoping that everybody kind of pulls through and sticks out the last couple hours here, and then we'll all have a really good time.
Do you guys have a signature dance move that you've been busting out so far?
Well, mine is I usually just march in place, especially after about 18 hours. That's like the best way to do your dance move, so that's about mine.
I just flail my body any way it goes. That's my extent of dancing.
Some of the participants of this year's Dance Marathon at the University of Iowa. And with me now is Nick Rusher. He is the executive director of Dance Marathon at the University of Iowa. And Nick, this is an entirely student-run organization?
Yes, it is. Our leadership team is about 250 students who spend days in and out throughout the entire year, all 365, doing things, helping organize, helping set the goals, helping make sure that we continue to grow the organization and do as much as we can for these kids and families.
So 250 students involved in leadership. How many students total get involved?
We have about 2,000 students, more or less, throughout the entire year with our dancers, with our volunteers, along with our leadership. So it's a really great organization. It's a great way for students to get involved, and to kind of get to learn those different skills that you don't in the classroom.
How did you get involved?
I originally got involved 6 years ago during my freshman year. Somebody just came into one of my classes and kind of talked about Dance Marathon, showed a video, kind of said, yeah, this is a great way to get involved, how to make an impact during your time here at Iowa, and just kind of grabbed hold right away, and that's kind of led me where I am now.
The students that I've met over the years who have been involved in Dance Marathon, when they talk about it, and even when I didn't actually understand at all what it was, when they talk about it, there's almost this kind of fervor that they have about Dance Marathon that, honestly, before visiting Dance Marathon, I really didn't understand. But why do you think when students get involved, they become so passionate about it?
I think just as you go throughout the year, as well as at the big event, you get to hear these kids' stories, what they go through. You get to hear that they're going through chemotherapy. They have a bone marrow transplant. And throughout it all, they have a smile on their face. They're the strongest people that I've ever met. And just seeing how they're kind of passion for life and how they just continue fighting regardless of what's thrown at them just makes you want to be a better person and wants to make you do whatever you can. So it's just makes you want to be a better student, a better person, a better brother, however you want to call it. They just want to make you do whatever you can for them.
How does the fundraising work? And let's talk mainly about this big event, because mm-hmm. as you said, you have maybe 2,000 students involved in dancing and raising money. What does each dancer do? What are their responsibilities?
In order to become a dancer and participate in the full 24 hours of the event, you have to raise a minimum of $400. And however that can go about, we do canning that we help set up, whether it's, and that's not collecting cans, but we have a donation box. You can go around football games and ask for donations, neighborhood canning, downtown Iowa City canning. We also have a letter writing campaign where we help draft letters and help students kind of craft why they started Dance Marathon and help to share their story so that way they can help get people to fundraise for them and a bunch of other ways that people can fundraise. But it's a lot of students go above and beyond. I think our highest fundraiser this year had over $8,700 as an individual. So it's just incredible to see kind of the passion that students have all across the university.
All right. And if you raise $400 or more, then you have the privilege of dancing for 24 hours straight.
Yes, you do. It's a lot of people think, well, why would you want to stand for 24 hours? That sounds pretty awful. It's actually a lot of fun. Although it is a little bit of a sacrifice, it's kind of our way of showing how we can sacrifice and we can stand without caffeine, without sleep, without sitting. Just these kids have gone through much more. So it's kind of our way to show we're here fighting for you, even if it's only for 24 hours, because you've been going through cancer treatment for months and years on end now.
And your first year, I assume you were a dancer?
Yes.
All right. And how many years did you do that before getting involved in leadership?
I was a dancer for 2 years, and then I've been on leadership the past 4 years, kind of towards the end of my undergrad and through my graduate school.
And with the leadership, do they have to stay up for 24 hours too?
Yep. Yeah, all leadership, we participate the entire time. We have a lot of different kind of tasks to make sure it all runs smoothly, kind of the behind-the-scenes work. But yeah, we definitely enjoy the 24 hours. We're kind of running around a little bit more probably than the average person. But
you get to sit down occasionally?
Not necessarily, no. So it's too much going on that we have to do to make sure that everybody else has a good time.
In your 6 years involved in the organization, obviously moving up to being the executive director, this has become a very big part of your life. Why do you think it's been so important to you?
For me, it's just been it's helped me become a better person. It's helped me kind of realize what I want to do with my life. But more, even something I learned throughout the entire time is the more that I've put into this organization, the more families I get to meet, the more kiddos I get to play with at these different events, the more I get out of it. It's not that I do it for me, because I do everything that I can like for these kids and families. But as much as I try and put in, I think I've learned more than I could have ever asked for. And it's just been a great opportunity to actually get to know these families and get to know the Phillips family. I've known them for 4 or 5 years now. To see what these kids are going through and just get to know them, because they make you want to be better people throughout your entire life.
How has it impacted what you want to do with your life?
Currently, I'm getting my Master of Health Administration, and I eventually want to run a children's hospital. I want to kind of improve a system of healthcare for kids and families. And through volunteering in the hospital and through different things in Dance Marathon, I've got to see things from a family perspective or from a volunteer with the family perspective. And that's just made me want to see things where I can improve. So that's something I want to go into and kind of hospital leadership for children's hospitals.
When you look back over the last 6 years, is there one particular moment that really stands out for you?
There's a lot of moments that stick out to me over the past 6 years. I think one, actually, I'll go even one from this past year at this big event this past weekend. There's one family that I've gotten to know very well, and they I've gotten to know them since the day that their son got diagnosed, and he got treatment, and then unfortunately he did pass away a couple years back. But they continue to come back to this big event, and after the last two big events, last year was their family's first one coming after their son had passed away. And after the big event, his dad came up and just gave me a hug and said, like, I'm proud of you and thank you for everything you do to kind of help carry my son's name on. And he's done that the past couple of big events. And just seeing at the big end of the year, a family that just, they've lost their son. They've gone through so much. They've gone through more than I think anybody can ever imagine. And seeing him come up and give me a hug and say, thank you for what you're doing. It's just been incredible to be a part of, and it makes everything you do worthwhile. And it makes you want to spend even more time. And I know after the big event, all of us were like, let's go again. Let's go another 24 hours. So.
Now, Carter was telling us about Adventureland. There's a family picnic. There's a game day up at the Planet X in Cedar Rapids. So there are lots of events for the kids with cancer throughout the year. What things do you do, does your organization do, to support the families in other ways?
We have a lot of things. While during their treatment at the hospital, we have a committee on our leadership team that specifically their main job is to volunteer in the hospital. That's 12 of our members, and they have to do at least 3 hours every week. So you get to see the families, we get to volunteer with the families pretty much every single day of the year. We also have a $1,000 pharmacy copay that we help with families. Obviously, medical bills can get very expensive, so we help with that. And we also pay for food vouchers, parking vouchers, try and make things a little bit more comfortable in the hospital. If you're there for days, weeks, months on a time, sometimes it gets kind of stale as far as everything being the same. So we try and provide a little bit of outside comfort. We also, in the unfortunate circumstance that if a family does pass away or if a child does pass away, we have $5,000 for each family to help cover all funeral costs. So that way they don't have to worry about it. Obviously, they're going through enough as it is. So we try and take that burden off of them as well. And then we also donated $1 million to help a research lab. So we renovated a research lab, and we have our own Dance Marathon research lab. So hopefully find better treatments and find potentially a cure for pediatric cancer. And then we also donated this past year, we committed to $5 million over the next 10 years for the construction of the new University of Iowa Children's Hospital to help make it as state-of-the-art as possible. So that way, for the unfortunate circumstance that families do have cancer, that we can help make sure that the hospital they're in is state-of-the-art and everything that it provides.
I've mentioned what the families that attend Dance Marathon get to do. There's a whole lot of fun to be had during Dance Marathon. Mm-hmm. What do you do to keep the memories of the kids that did not survive alive during Dance Marathon?
We have what we call our Dancing in Our Hearts families, so those who do pass away. In the back of our ballroom, or of our main lounge, where the main dancing takes place of the IMU, we have a candle that burns for the entire 24 hours. We also have two quilts that are hanging up. We had one quilt, but unfortunately we've had 163 kids pass away since we started 19 years ago. And on each square of the quilts, we have the kid's name as well as the year that they passed. And it's just our way of, one, honoring them, continuing their name alive, or continuing them, as well as it's motivation. So when dancers are tired, their feet are hurting, or their back is aching, you can look to the back of that ballroom and just see, you know, this kid, he never gave up. He kept fighting. Unfortunately, he passed away, so I'm not going to give up right now either. So we have that as well.
I want to bring Scotty Locke into the conversation now. He is a morale captain with Dance Marathon at Iowa State University. Hello, Scotty.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Thank you so much for being here today. And give us an idea of how big this organization has gotten to be at Iowa State University. How many students are involved?
At Iowa State University, Dance Marathon has become a tradition. There's really about over 1,000 students who are involved in one way or another, whether that be on committee or whether that be just as dancers. And it's really something that is an amazing thing to see.
And how long have you been involved?
I've been involved since my freshman year, and I'm a senior now, so 4 years. And it's been just the most amazing experience.
What got you involved in the beginning?
Honestly, right at first, I think that I just went because a bunch of my friends were going. And so I was like, well, you know, might as well. And after going that first year, I was just hooked. You know, the stories were extremely touching, and the family that I got the chance to meet was great, and everything was just perfect. So after that, I got involved with committee and stayed doing it for the next several years of my life.
And when I introduced you, I gave you the title morale captain. That's yeah. What you are. What is a morale captain?
A morale captain at Iowa State is a committee member whose responsibility is to recruit dancers to come and be involved with Dance Marathon, but also to do exactly that, keep morale up and keep everyone happy and excited about what's going on with Dance Marathon. And so it's really kind of the most energizing job in the entire world. You just have to be up and smiling the whole time.
So you have a team that's assigned to you?
Yep, we sure do. Every morale captain pair gets a team, and we're usually a team animal. And this year we were a team frog, so that was pretty awesome. And our teams consist of different groups and organizations on campus, and we lead them and help them fundraise and make sure that they get there on the day of and make sure that they're having a good time.
And do you also have a relationship specifically with a family or some families as a morale captain as well?
Yeah, I think as you go through the years, you definitely form relationships with the families that are there. I specifically have been paired with the same family, the Ramsey family, for the last few years. And obviously, outside of Dance Marathon, I've tried to keep in great contact with them, and they've become a real part of my life. So it's pretty cool.
Tell me a little bit about the Ramseys.
The Ramsey family, it's built around Troy Ramsey, who's our miracle kiddo, and his parents, Marshall and Amanda, are awesome, and he has two older sisters, Karen and Michaela, and I got the chance to meet them a few years ago when they were paired as my miracle family. After hearing a little bit about Troy's story and just seeing how much of a kid that he gets to be at Dance Marathon, I was just touched and kind of just stuck with them. So it was great, though, because they're awesome, and it really does feel like they're part of my family.
Nick, you were also a morale captain during
yes.
your tenure at Dance Marathon. And you, as part of being a morale captain, you sort of facilitate these families telling stories to your team, right?
Yeah, so kind of how it works with ours, similar to Iowa State, is that each group is paired with the family. It's kind of their motivation. It's who we're fighting for. Obviously, you're fighting for every family, but it's one of the families that you get to know kind of with your group a little bit more closer than you would the other ones. So throughout the year, we do have different events that we can potentially see our families, go to different events, see them in Adventureland, but as well as at the big event itself. We have what we call our family rep meetups. So for about a 7-8 hour period, we have different families that go in with your morale groups or with your other groups that you can hear the family speak. They get to share the story for about 20 minutes, and you get to actually get to hear kind of what they've gone through and where they've come and how Dance Marathon has helped them. So it's been a great opportunity.
One of the things that I noticed when I visited Dance Marathon on Saturday was that there were a number of people who were back as alumni who had actually traveled across the country to come back just for this big event. Do you see yourself coming back in the future, Nick?
Oh, I definitely do, especially with this year being the 20th. From being the executive director this year, we had somebody from the executive council or from leadership team from every single year, from Dance Marathon 1 all the way up to the last year of the 18th. So it was just an honor to see that people are still caring and still giving And I'm looking forward to coming back. It's kind of bittersweet that I will no longer be a student on leadership, but I'm looking forward to coming back as an alumni for years to come.
And Scotty, how about you? Is this something that you think you'll carry with you into your life after college?
Almost definitely. Dance Marathon has really changed my life. I think that it's changed kind of the course and direction that I want to take my life. And beyond that, I know that I'll be returning as a spear dancer that we have at Iowa State as many times as I can.
And how has it changed the course of your life?
Honestly, before, I think that I really wasn't exactly sure what I wanted to do when I got older. And I know now, you know, if I could work for Dance Marathon for the rest of my life, I definitely would. But I know that I want to work in pediatrics, and I know I want to work with children, or making sure on the policy side that people are going to be taking care of these tiny human beings that can't fight for themselves. So
it really has changed what you want to do.
Exactly. And I'm really grateful for that. It has taken me in a completely different direction, but it's the greatest blessing.
Scotty, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Scotty Locke is a morale captain with Dance Marathon at Iowa State University. And Nick, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Nick Rusher is the executive director of Dance Marathon at the University of Iowa. Coming up in a moment, we're going to meet another family that has been touched by Dance Marathon. And we'd like to hear your story as well. You can give us a call at 866-780-9100. You can also send an email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. Did you dance in Dance Marathon when you were a college student? What did it mean to you? Has this touched your family? Let us know. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. This hour, we're talking about Dance Marathon, a fundraising event designed to raise money for kids with cancer. It takes place on college campuses all across the nation. The one at the University of Iowa is the largest dance marathon west of the Mississippi. It's also a big deal in Ames and at other college campuses in Iowa as well. The students raise money for cancer research. They donate money to hospitals that treat cancer patients. They also arrange events throughout the year for kids who have or have had cancer and their families. Siblings are included as well. When producer Emily Woodbury visited Dance Marathon in Iowa City last weekend, she met a mother and daughter from Marion, Iowa.
So can I have your guys' names and where you're from?
Michaela Marion.
Christy Vanway.
And why are you here today?
I was, because I'm one of the cancer kids, so I came to enjoy the night.
Michaela had acute lymphoblastic leukemia when she was 4 years old. So DM has been a big part of our lives for the past 6 years.
How do you enjoy coming here?
I just like hanging out with all the people and hanging out with my friends.
So have you spoken today, or have you spoken in the past?
Actually, we spoke this morning at 6:30 this morning. Michaela donated 10.5 inches to Locks of Love this morning when we gave our speech.
Wow, and you did that on stage. How did that feel?
I was a little scared at first, but I'm really happy that I did it.
So how long have you guys been here today?
Oh, we came yesterday, probably about 3 o'clock, so we've been here a long time.
And have you been dancing for a lot of that time?
Yes. Yeah, I have.
We just love the relationships that we build in Dance Marathon with both families and college kids. These guys are amazing what they do for our families.
Thank you, families.
And that chant, by the way, FTK, stands for the kids. It's a chant you hear a lot at Dance Marathon, wherever it takes place. With me now is Allie Wolfschool of Ames, Iowa. Her daughter, Reese, was born with a tumor on her spinal cord. And this was the family's first year involved with Dance Marathon. Hello, Allie.
Hi.
Thank you so much for being here today. And Reese is now 3.5 years old, right?
Yes.
Can you tell me about when you found out about her tumor?
We found out when she was born, so all of our ultrasounds showed no problems. And when she was born, they noticed she had a bump on her back. She was born in Ames, and that's when she was transported to Iowa City.
And what does this mean, this tumor?
It was removed in Iowa City that day when she was only about 12 hours old, and they couldn't get it all. So it's not malignant that we know of, but there's always a chance that it can grow back. So she goes back to Iowa City about once a year now for sedated MRIs just to make sure that it's not growing. And so far it hasn't been growing.
And how has it affected her development?
She's doing really great. It's a form of spina bifida, but she's had no movement issues from it. She does have what's called neurogenic bowel and bladder, which means she has no control of her bladder or her bowels. So potty training really isn't an option for us. And we cath 4 times a day because she can't empty her bladder on her own. So we really are just struggling with urology side effects.
And has it affected her mental development at all?
No, not at all. If you looked at her, you would have no idea that she was going through any of this.
When did you first become aware of Dance Marathon?
We had a couple friends. The Webbers were some close friends of ours that are very involved in Dance Marathon here at Iowa State, and we heard great things about it. So that's how we first found out about it.
When I talked to the Phillips family earlier in the hour, Robin Phillips mentioned how when she first heard of it, she thought, this doesn't really make any sense.
Right, yeah.
when you first heard about it, did someone explain it to you, or did you just hear the name?
They kind of explained it to us. Their kids actually would come and tell us all about it, and we'd hear of the day of, and they'd spend all day in the MU, and we were kind of wondering exactly what it was. But this year we got a pretty good dose of exactly what it is.
And this was your first year getting involved?
Yes, yes.
Why did you wait?
I mean, the opportunity just never really presented itself until this year. And Reese was little. I think this is probably the first year where she could really get out there and dance with the kids.
And really appreciate it. And yeah. She's 3.5 years old now. You also have another child?
Yeah. So he's 18 months and he spent most of the day with us there a couple weeks ago too.
And you mentioned the MU, that's the Memorial Union at Iowa State University. And the dance marathon at Iowa State, I believe, is a little bit shorter than the one at the University of Iowa. It's not quite 24 hours, but it's plenty long.
Yeah.
What happens during the day, or what happened for you during the day at the Memorial Union?
You know, we got there when it started and they introduced all the families, and that's when the waterworks started for me. I was crying by 9 a.m., which is when it started. So they introduce everybody. They run through. They learn a morale dance, which was Reese's favorite part, was getting up on stage and dancing with Scotty and some of the other people. They do that every hour. There's bounce houses, other inflatables, the Best Buy Nintendo stuff, the food. Reese loved that. Just pretty much just all the attention that Reese got was awesome. I didn't see her very often. She would just mosey out into the Great Hall and find college students to pay attention to her and dance with her, and they just loved on her all day.
Wow. So she sort of took off on her own.
Oh, she loved it. There was a Disney hour or a couple hours, and so everyone was danced in princesses, and I told my husband we don't need to go to Disney World because she really thinks that they're all real, and we'll just save our money and come to Dance Marathon. So.
She's 3.5. Does she talk a lot?
She does, yep.
Has she been talking a lot about Dance Marathon?
Yeah, she talks a lot about dancing on stage. And she actually thought that we were going to dance when I told her we were going to come and do this little spot. So.
Oh.
She's excited.
Did she come with you?
She is here, yeah.
Oh, wonderful. And does she have a microphone in front of her?
She does. Yeah, she does.
Okay, Reese, can you hear me?
Can you talk into that? Can you talk into that, honey? Can you say hi?
Hi.
Hi, Reese. My name is Charity.
Say hi, Charity.
Hi, Charity.
Does she have headphones? Can she hear me when I talk?
Yes, she can.
Okay. Reese, you just went to Dance Marathon a couple of weeks ago. What did you think?
Did you like it?
Yeah. Your stage is all everywhere.
Really? Did you like the music?
Yeah.
And how about the college students, the kids, the big kids?
Yeah.
Yeah? Did you have a favorite thing?
Gracie was there. That's my new friend that Molly had met yesterday.
She met a friend named Gracie, who's another Miracle Kid that she really liked.
Wow. Oh, that's wonderful. And did you get to eat stuff that you didn't get to eat, you don't get to eat at home?
Yeah.
Yeah. That must have been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Well, Reese, thank you so much for talking to me. I know I didn't prepare her for that at all. But in having that experience, Allie, what did it mean to you to have Reese have that day where she just got to dance and have fun and make new friends, and a day where you didn't even spend the whole day with her taking care of her?
Yeah, I mean, it meant a lot to her. She's still talking about it. And as she develops and grows, she is going to be a little different. And I don't think it's going to be there's going to be some ups and downs with living with the effects of this tumor. So just to have college students love on her and pour into her and really try to raise that confidence of who she is and what she really means is really special to her. And then the effort that they put in year round into our family and giving or sending her little pieces of mail saying we're thinking about her, she just thinks that's great. And so it was really awesome for our family.
What are some of the other ways that you've encountered Dance Marathon through the treatment that she's gone through when you've been at the University of Iowa hospitals, et cetera?
Right. So we've been very blessed by Children's Miracle Network, which is what Dance Marathon dances for. When we got there, we of course were transported to Iowa City. We had no idea it was going to happen, and we stayed at the Helen Rossi House, which is partly funded by Dance Marathon, and it's a hotel that we can stay in at the hospital. And NICU parents are usually there, so we were very close to her as she goes back for treatment every 9 months to a year. And tests, and she lives for the treasure box at the end of all these tests that really aren't very pleasant. But she loves that. We do a lot with Child Life when we're there, and they bring, you know, iPads and stuff, which are, I'm sure, funded by Children's Miracle Network, just to make her stay and her experience way better than if that money and if that organization was not there.
Did she have something to add?
I don't think so.
Okay. What's in those treasure boxes?
She usually picks out something princessy. So it's either a stuffed princess doll or a coloring book or something like that.
I know that your son is a little too young to really understand what's going on. But one of the things that I was struck by when I visited Dance Marathon is how the siblings are really just as involved as the kids who have cancer.
Right. Yeah. He doesn't necessarily come to the hospitals with us. He's still a little young. But the day of, he soon realized that he could walk up to any college student and they would give him whatever his little heart wanted. So I didn't see him much either. He was dancing with most of the dancers and eating all the junk food that he could.
Have you been involved in some of the other Dance Marathon events throughout the year?
Yeah, this is our first year, but we were able to enjoy the tailgate that they put on, and we went to the game with them. We really appreciated for the families. They had a little dinner for us this fall and took our kids, and some of the dancers watched our kids while we were able to have dinner with some of the parents and share similar experiences and stories and support each other that way. So that was really neat, because Dance Marathon really is just like a little family, a community that we can support each other within.
Well, and it sounds like really two communities. The college students obviously grow very close to each other, but the families that are involved, you'll know each other for many years, I would guess.
Right, right. Yeah, we've already made some friends, and we're excited to continue to build those bonds with them.
How long do you think you'll continue participating in Dance Marathon?
As long as they'll let us. As long as we can.
Right, which is pretty much forever, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
While Reese is growing up. And what would you tell people about this organization? Because I think a lot of people, they see the wristbands, they see the bright green shirts, they see the name Dance Marathon, and we really don't understand what it's about. What do you think people should know about Dance Marathon?
I would say it's a bunch of college students really giving of their time and their talents and their energy to make a difference in the lives of kiddos. And the college students always say it's the best day of their lives, and they come away with just awesome experiences. But really, the families and what they do for the families, it was by far the best day of Reese's life so far. And we came away with the same, if not more, of just great experiences from that day.
One thing I was struck by in talking to families in Iowa City and listening to their stories, it seems to me that in a way, the memories of Dance Marathon actually eclipse the memories of going to the hospital and the memories of cancer treatment. Can you see that happening with Reese?
Yeah, a lot of her treatment was when she was young, but we will be followed by Iowa City for at least 18 years until we're bumped to somebody else. So, yeah, it's definitely a highlight for her, and I really hope that she remembers all the fun stuff instead of some of the yucky stuff she has to go through.
Absolutely. And is Reese still listening?
I think so.
Reese, did you see princesses at Dance Marathon?
Say yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Do you have a favorite princess?
Sleeping Beauty.
Sleeping Beauty. Did you get to dance with her?
Yes.
Oh, good. And I hope you get to dance with her next year, too. Reese, thank you so much for talking with
me.
Thank you. Would you give me some more paper, Mom?
She's got more coloring to do, sounds like. And Allie, thank you very much for talking with me as well.
Thank you.
That was Allie and Reese Wolfskuhl of Ames, Iowa. Reese is 3.5 years old. She was born with a tumor on her spinal cord and will continue to receive treatment and checkups throughout her entire life. We've been talking this hour about Dance Marathon, and our producer, Emily Woodbury, as I mentioned before, visited Dance Marathon in Iowa City last weekend. She recorded a story of Chris Brown. He's one of the children who graduated this year in Dance Marathon. The graduation is a ceremony where children and their families celebrate being cancer-free. And Chris has been cancer-free now for 5 years, and his family couldn't be more happy and grateful for Dance Marathon.
How's everybody feeling?
Can I have your names and where you're from?
I'm Juanita Brown, and I'm from Rock Island, Illinois.
Chris Sr. from Rock Island.
Chris Brown.
How was your day? What have you done so far today?
I'm going to dance in the cup.
He got to dance.
What about your football?
And you got a...
My football.
You got a football.
That's a cool football. What's on there?
The football players.
Funky Fragger.
Oh, signatures from football players?
Yes. I don't know where my football. Cause.
We just appreciate everything that the young people have done. Like I said, we've been here for 6 years, so we've seen it grow and see how many more kids come and participate in it. And we've even had a lot of friendships and started, you know, talking to some of the kids and really the understanding what we go through as a family and what the kids go through when we tell them our stories. Because a lot of them, you know, it doesn't touch their life personally until they do come to the Dance Marathon and actually listen to the families and listen to some of our stories.
It's important because, I mean, you know, Dance Marathon, they do a lot of stuff for the kids. I mean, this is their one day to 24 hours. They get to, you know, just sit and dance and have a lot of fun. And, you know, the fact that they recognize, like they said, this year was so different because of the graduation. So just by being able to do that was so monumental for us. And it was so appreciative of Dance Marathon for recognizing him being cancer-free.
Chris Brown is 7 years old. He's been cancer-free now for 5 years. We've been talking about Dance Marathon this hour. Talk of Iowa was produced by Dennis Reese, Emily Woodbury, and Sarah Bowden. Our executive producer is Catherine Perkins. Technical support today from Alyssa Weiss in Ames. Production assistance from Caitlin Fry. And today is her last day with Iowa Public Radio. She has helped us in so many ways and is moving on to bigger and better things. Good luck with all you do, Caitlin. Thank you. Podcasting and on-demand audio of Talk of Iowa are available at iowapublicradio.org. Our theme music was composed and performed by the River Monks. I'm Charity Nebbe. On Monday, we're going to talk about the history of the bathroom. Talk of Iowa is a production of Iowa Public Radio News.